They're going to gather in College Station starting tonight. Around 60 proud sailors from the destroyer escort, the USS Olvert M. Moore. Dick Peacock of Bryan will be hosting his shipmates this weekend. They're going to tell and retell stories of their World War II combat aboard the Moore.
We were in five different major combats. In the Luzon invasion in Lingayen Gulf, that's in the northern Philippines, we were just Iwo Jima.
Destroyer escorts were crucial to the war effort. They were relatively small ships, only 306 feet in length and 36 feet at the beam, barely enough room for the 200 sailors on board.
We were anti-submarine warfare. That's what our primary purpose was. We operated with four destroyer escorts, including us, which we screened one of the small, what they call a CVE, that's a small carrier, and that was our primary job, was anti-submarine warfare.
Dick Peacock grew up in Marlin. Back then, that was a health resort town where people would come from all over the country to bathe in its mineral waters. Dick worked for a doctor there before enlisting in October of 1944, eventually assigned to the Olvert M. Moore. His captain, a fellow named Franklin D. Roosevelt Jr., the son of the then president.
Yeah, he was our captain, president's son, that's right. FDR Jr. Good man, too. Very good. He was a good seaman. He knew ships, and he knew how to manage. He was a good one. Of course, he's dead now. He's been dead for quite a while.
As a matter of fact, Peacock recalls very well, in April of 1945, the day that the Junior Roosevelt and the rest of the world got the word that FDR was dead.
We were at sea when he died. We were at sea. This was April the 13th. Never will forget it.
The proud veterans of the USS Olvert M. Moore and their families reunite about every 2 years. This is their first trip, though, to Texas, and Dick Peacock is looking forward to showing them around.
We've had it from Niagara Falls to Charlotte, North Carolina, to Kansas City, to up in Pennsylvania twice, and New York a couple of times, and all over. Most of the men on my ship, due to the fact that the Olvert Moore was commissioned on the East Coast and came out of the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Most of the men came in onto the ship from up in that area. There's only three men from Texas, and the other two are coming. One from Brownwood and one from Amarillo. One from Amarillo is one of the oldest men on the ship. He's 87 and blind, but he's coming.
Over the weekend, these combat veterans will see a lot of Texas A&M, including the Corps of Cadets Center and the George Bush Library, but mostly they'll gather and visit, give an occasional hoot and a holler, and recall their proud service and their memories of Destroyer Escort 442, the USS Olvert M. Moore. Welcome to these distinguished gentlemen and their families. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Meese and Kahn, attorneys at law, this is Bravo Brazos Valley.